Fashionistas, and welcome to eBooks for Fashion podcast. This is episode number 4, and it's about how to start a fashion business. So I'm very excited to be here with you today, and if for who don't know me, I'm Maristella, and I'm your host at eBooks for Fashion podcast. I'm a fashion business coach for eBooks for Fashion, and I'm a jewelry designer for my brand, Made in Art Rockmantic Jewelry. This episode is a bit different from the others, because I really wanted to tell you something that I didn't tell before, and I think it's so helpful if you want to start a fashion business. This episode is number 4, and before starting this first new episode, just a few words about our sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by new online course, Start for Fashion. Start for Fashion is the perfect course for who wants to start a fashion product or a service business. There are video and audio trainings, plus ebooks, plus 24/7 online assistant, WhatsApp, Telegram, Facebook Messenger, email assistant, plus a private Facebook group, plus you have a total free lifetime access. So doors are opening very, very soon. So if you are really serious and you want to start your own fashion business, I think you should really join this wait list. Start for Fashion is an amazing new online course, and it will be the perfect course for you, that for who and anyone that wants to start a fashion product or a fashion service business. I will put the link in the show notes so you can join the wait list. No worries at all, because there is still a few days before I will open the doors, and you can be the first one to know when I will open the doors of Start for Fashion online course. So now let's start. So today's episode is about how to start a fashion business. I'm sure most of you are fashion designers or fashion stylists or fashion bloggers. You can be a fashion photographer, a fashion maker, or just a fashion lover, but you are struggling about how to start your own fashion business. So you have brilliant ideas in fashion, about fashion. You would like to become a fashion stylist. You are now working for someone else and you would like to have your own fashion business. Or you just have so many ideas and you would like to turn your ideas into a fashion business, I think this episode is really for you. If you have lots of ideas and you really don't know how to turn them into a profitable fashion business. I know many of you, and me first, when I started, I'm coming from a creative background, so of course I really wanted to have my own business and to put all my creativity in it. But remember that creativity is not enough. You really need to have a strategy, a plan, something that is scheduled and organized so you can follow a real clear plan for your fashion business. Starting a fashion business is not easy. Really, and it requires a very clear and calculated plan, so you have to be prepared. So if you want to start your fashion business, I've prepared for you 5 questions you should ask yourself before starting any kind of fashion business. Because, my dear fashionista, if you are not clear enough and if you don't have a really clear strategy, I'm sure, unfortunately, that you will fail in your fashion business. So I don't want to do that, and I don't want you to do that, because honestly, I'm coming from a very bad experience in the past. And if you know me, you know that I lost lots of money at the beginning of my business. I lost more than $50,000. Dollars at the beginning when I started my first fashion business, because I didn't have a clear strategy. So I needed to think first before just creating a product. At the beginning, I was creating clothes, and it was creating a women's wear collection. And it was beautiful. I really loved that. I really enjoyed that work. But I failed to plan my business. That's why it's so important that you are prepared in what you do. That's why I'm telling you, you have to ask yourself 5 very important questions you should ask yourself before starting any kind of fashion business. So the 5 questions are very simple, but they will make yourself more clear and you will have more clear ideas on what you want to do. And honestly, you in this way, you will not waste time, money, and energy. More you are clear, more you know what you do, and more you will not lose anything, honestly. So let's start with the 5 questions you should ask yourself before starting any kind of fashion business. So the first question is, why do you want to start a fashion business? I talked about this topic before. If you remember, there is another episode on this podcast about why to start a fashion business. So basically, if you can check, I will put in the show notes the previous episode, but also you can check the blog post I also write on ebooksforfashion.com about why do you want to start a fashion business. So this first question is very important because your why is the basic step to start anything. You must be clear with yourself on your why. What is your why? What is the thing behind anything you are doing? What is the big why? What is the passion? What moves you to start a fashion business? So being creative and just wanting to create something beautiful is not enough. You have to know very well your why. So the second question is instead, for who do you want to start a fashion business? I mean, for who do you want to design your collection, write your fashion blog, or create your ideal outfits and style, take pictures for? So who is your dream customer? Who is your ideal customer? Your buyer persona? Who is the people you have in mind when you are designing or when you are creating your fashion services? Your dream customer is very important because it's the person that you have in mind and the person that will buy your products. So more you know about your dream customer, more you can reach your dream customer and speak the same language as your dream customer. I have also a freebie for you, because if you want to know how to attract the right dream, how to find the right dream customers for your fashion business, I've prepared a brilliant freebie for you and I will put the link in the show notes. So you can download it, grab the freebie and try to read the freebie and get all the information from the freebie to define your perfect and ideal dream customer. The third question is, which kind of problems are you solving with your offer? So, you know, to create a profitable business, you don't have to sell. So you don't need to sell anything in your fashion business. But what you have to do is to solve problems for your dream customers. So think, which kind of problems are you solving with your offer, with your fashion products or your fashion services? So think about the problems that your dream customer are having, or think about which are the secret desires of your dream customers, which are the needs of your dream customers. So think how you can solve their problems, satisfy their needs, and also give benefits to them. You have to offer value to your dream customers. In this way, you will not sell anything anymore because you will only help your people and you will become the expert in what you are doing. You will become the leader. So one thing is very important that I taught in these days very often is about leadership. So what I really think is that you have to put the leadership, your leadership in your fashion business. And not only on running the fashion business and be the leader of your employers, which is very important, but I think that you have to put the leadership in front, your leadership in front of your dream customers. What I mean with that? I mean that you have to offer them emotions. You have to be a leader for them. People are not buying fashion products or fashion services. People are buying emotions. So what you have to do is to be a really great leader for them. You have to encourage them. You have to be someone to look at if they want to reach something. You have to inspire your people. That's what leaders are doing. And I think you have to be a leader for your ideal customers, your buyer persona, the people are following you. Be a leader, inspire them. And I'm sure people will love what you do more than anything else. So the third question you should ask yourself is about the something that most of you, I'm sure, don't like, is the fashion business plan. So, do you have a clear schedule plan about your fashion business? Did you write a fashion business plan? So, I'm sure that most of you hate really this part, because when you are coming from a creative background and you are a creative person, you really don't want to think about numbers and the financial side. But this is very important, and you should get used to know your numbers and understand what you are doing, because if you don't know your numbers, and honestly, you are running a hobby and not a fashion business. So if you need a clear guide about writing your business plan, you should grab my book, Easy Fashion Business Plan in 1 Hour. I will put the link about it, so no worries right now. I will put the link about this ebook in the show notes, so no worries at all. With this clear guide, I'm sure you can write your fashion business plan in just 1 hour and with the most clear ideas you ever had. So you can present then your fashion business plan to any kind of investor. If you want to get a loan from your bank, or if you want to get people getting interest in your fashion business, you should really have a fashion business plan. But a fashion business plan which is easy and clear and simple, and not you don't have to get mad or get crazy to write something that is too difficult for you to understand. You must be the first person that will know about what you are doing, and you will know your numbers and what you are creating. So make sure to write a business plan in the most simple way possible. The fifth question is about where are you going to sell your fashion products or services? This is very important, because if you don't know which kind of markets and distribution you want to achieve, it's pointless. So, are you going to sell your fashion products wholesale? Which kind of business model do you want to have? Are you going to sell directly to clients? Do you know how to find customers if you are running instead a fashion service business? Like, for example, you are an image consultant or a personal shopper. Do you know how to find your customers? So these are the five questions that I prepared for you, and these are the five steps you should take before starting any kind of fashion business. So let's recap the five questions. So first, why do you want to start a fashion business? So as said before, I will put in the show notes the link to my previous blog post about the why to start a fashion business. The second question is about your dream customers. For who do you want to start a fashion business? So, as I said before, I have also a free gift for you. You can download my freebie from the link in the show notes. The freebie is about how to attract the right dream customers for your fashion business. So in this way, you have a clear idea, clear picture of your dream customer. So you have to think, for who do you want to start a fashion business? Who is your dream customers? And for who do you want to design your collections, or write your fashion blog, or create your ideal outfits, or any kind of fashion business you are creating? You have to have a great, clear picture of your ideal customer. The third question is about the problems you are solving. So what kind of problems are you solving with your offer? Are you satisfying the needs of your dream customers? So this is very important, because you have always to think that there are secret desires behind your customers' request. You have to think which kind of problems you are solving. So in this way, you can really speak the language of your potential customers. The fourth question is about, do you have a clear schedule plan for your fashion business? As I said before, writing a fashion business plan is absolutely important. So make sure to grab my ebook, Easy Fashion Business Plan in 1 Hour, from the show notes. Then the fifth question is, where are you going to sell your fashion products or services? Make sure to know exactly where do you want to sell. So if you are having a fashion service business, how to find your customers? And instead, if you are selling fashion products, do you want to sell wholesale, or do you want to sell directly to clients? So it's absolutely important to have a clear idea about your distribution. Remember that more you have a clear idea about what you are planning to do to start a fashion business, more you can easy and quickly start your business in the fashion industry. So if you are really focused and motivated on start a business in fashion, you want to know how to start a fashion business, I'm sure Start for Fashion is the right online course for you. So join my wait list from the link in the show notes, and I'm sure you can start your fashion business in the best way and the most right way as possible. So if you have any questions or requests or any suggestions, please write to me at info@ebooksforfashion.com, and I'm sure you can I will reply very soon, and I will definitely help you. So hope you enjoyed this episode, and I think this is a very important question for anyone that wants to start a fashion business. So I really hope you really enjoyed this episode, as it was for me very important to create something that can be valuable and helpful for you, and something that I really wanted to have when I started my fashion business. Before, more than 10 years ago, I would like to have a more clear strategy and idea, so in that way I wouldn't have lost so much money as I did. But like, learning from the mistakes is the best way to understand what you are doing. So I don't have any regrets, but I'm just saying that I should have been more clear in my plans. That's why I wanted to create this episode and to tell you why they are so important to know the five questions before starting any kind of fashion business. So again, I hope you enjoyed this episode and thank you again to my sponsor Start for Fashion, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye for now. We'll be right back.